Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, December 11, 2012. Israeli soldiers invade local NGOs in Ramallah, and Israel issue tenders for settler homes near Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Hunger-striking Palestinian political prisoner Samer Issawi was moved on Tuesday to an Israeli hospital after reaching a critical health situation. Issawi is on hunger strike for 135 days, protesting Israeli administrative detention and ill treatment by his captives. His sister said today that Issawi have stopped drinking water since 18 days and that the Israeli military was neglecting his medical treatment. Israel's military hold 4,500 Palestinian political detainees, among them about 500 under administrative detention. In other news, the so-called Israeli housing authorities approved on Tuesday tenders to construct new homes for settlers at the settlement of Ma'ali Adumim near Jerusalem. According to sources, the tenders is part of the E1 plan, which is to connect the settlement with East Jerusalem. Last week, Israel announced the new plan shortly after the UN granted Palestinians a non-member state. The Israeli settlement construction drew international criticism. Today, Palestinian president announced that he may go to international criminal court to stop Israel settlement construction. Palestinian experts say if E1 plan gets implemented, the settlers' homes will cut off the West Bank into two sections and make it impossible to establish the independent Palestinian state on the 1967 borders. Elsewhere, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded on Tuesday at dawn the central West Bank city of Ramallah, broke into and searched several non-governmental institutions and confiscated several computers. Damage was reported. According to local sources, the army broke into the women's union in Kaddura refugee camp, the offices of Ad-Damir Prisoners Support and Human Rights Association, and the headquarters of the Palestinian non-governmental organizations network, Bingo, and violently searched them. The soldiers also confiscated several computers, laptops, documents that belongs to the attacked NGOs. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, December 11th news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, Ghassan Bandoura.